Hey mom, thanks for being here. I am so excited about this episode because today we are kicking off a 3-week Declutter for Money challenge. Are you in? Are you excited? Do you have stuff to get rid of out of your home? Would you like a complete refresh in your home? Today we are kicking off week one of the Declutter for Money challenge. So we are going to go over some strategies to help you go through your home, go through your stuff, get rid of that stuff you no longer need that's just cluttering up your space, that's bogging you down, and then we are going to get to work. So real quick too, come join the Facebook group, Frugal Living for Families, and join us for the Declutter for Money challenge. It is going to be a 3-week challenge, so over the next 3 weeks, all of my topics will be about earning money from the stuff you no longer need. If you want to earn some money, then this challenge is for you. So come over again, facebook.com/groups/frugal living for families. Join the group so we can be motivated together, support each other, and set our goals and show each other the progress that we are making. I want to see you in the group, so head over now. Let's dive in to today's topic, week one of the Declutter for Money Challenge. Let's go. Welcome to Frugal Living for Families. Are you ready to help your family thrive, not just survive on a single income? If so, you are in the right place. Together, we are going to save money, learn to be thrifty, budget the easy way, lower expenses, and work toward becoming debt-free. Hi. My name is Mandy Lewis, and I cannot wait to help you care well for your family, find peace, and change your family's financial future. So, reach your hand into those crumb-infested couch cushions, grab those loose quarters, and let's get saving. Real quick, if you have not subscribed yet, make sure you do that now so you do not miss the next 2 episodes of the Declutter for Money Challenge. It's a 3-week series, and I want to make sure that you are here for the entire 3 weeks, that you're motivated, clearing out your stuff, and making some money for your family. So subscribe now so you are notified when each of those episodes drops. Okay, so why is this a good time to declutter your home? Well, anytime is a good time to declutter, right? Anytime is a great time to get rid of the stuff you no longer need, and also a great time to earn some extra cash. But right now in the US, it is springtime. So wherever you are, don't worry if it's not spring in your area, it's still a great time to declutter and earn some money for your family. In the US, because it's spring, we often do what's called spring cleaning. So it's a great time to just be in that mindset already of clearing out your home, cleaning everything thoroughly, more so than normal. And since you're already going around your home, why not gather up that clutter that's laying around, that's in your way, and let's make some money off of it. Also, with any new season comes that time that you just want a refresh. Maybe you are already changing out your home decor from last season to the new season, or you're changing out your clothing and shoes for what's more appropriate for this season. Anytime you're changing out and pulling in a new season is a great time to go over the stuff from the last season that maybe you don't want anymore. And if you're pulling out stuff for this current season, that's also a great time to see all of the stuff that you have for this season. And if there's anything you no longer really enjoy or want or doesn't fit you, etc., that's a great time to get rid of that stuff too. So we're already in this mindset of changing over from a former season to a new season and wanting that refresh in our life, a change up in our homes. We want to clear our heads, clear our space. So let's do it. All right, first you want to choose your strategy. So why do we need to choose a strategy? So you don't have to follow a strategy the entire time, but it can get you going at least when you're not sure where to start. So here are a few options for you. One, you can just go room by room. So you can literally decide you are going to do an entire room start to finish before you move on to another room. Some people really like to feel like they've finished something entirely, and an entire room being finished does feel like something was completed. Otherwise, you can feel like you are just in the middle of this process that feels like it's never ending. And you can also see a drastic change in that one room that you focus on, which can really get that motivation up to keep going to the next room. But sometimes tackling an entire room can feel daunting as well. You may have some trouble areas spread out through your home that are just bothering you, and you really need to tackle those. So that is another strategy, is to tackle your problem areas. So with this strategy, you would tackle the first area that is just bothering you. It is a mess. Maybe stuff isn't just fitting. You have too much of something and it's overflowing out of that space. And that doesn't have to be a room. That could be a closet. That could be even a drawer or two in your dresser, or the junk drawer, or your Tupperware cabinet in your kitchen. Whatever it is, you can look at what area is bothering you the most and start there. And then once that area is cleared up, move on to the next area that's bothering you the most. So that's another strategy to help pick up and clear out those areas that are really on your nerves, that are bothering you, causing you stress, causing you anxiety. That mental clutter is a huge impact in our life. So clearing out the physical clutter will help reduce the mental clutter as well. Another method can be the KonMari method, or KonMari. Her name's Marie, so I'm not sure exactly how you say that, but whatever no longer sparks joy, walking around your room and collecting anything that you just don't love anymore, that can be another method. This method can tend to feel like you're not really making a lot of progress, so it's not my favorite method, but you need to choose whatever works for you. And then the last method, which is my personal favorite because it keeps me going, is going by the easiest categories. So whatever feels the easiest for you to go through and part with, that is an area to start with. So some really good examples of areas that can be easier to navigate through, to make decisions about, are things like your clothing and shoes. So anything that is a former season that you just know you don't want to hold on to for when it would be useful again, or clothing and shoes that no longer fit, especially with kids as they grow so fast. If you know that all of their fall and winter stuff that you are now going to be putting away, and out comes spring and summer stuff, if you know that some of that fall clothing is not going to fit them next fall, don't hold on to it. It's time to part ways with it now. Home decor is another one, as we often change out our decor with the seasons. So that can be another easy area for you to go through and part ways with that stuff that you just don't love anymore. Toys is another one. Typically, toys are an age-related thing. So if your kids are not into certain toys anymore, that's a great time to part with those toys. Also, books, movies, video games, any kind of media that just isn't getting used anymore and isn't read. Maybe it's something that was for your kids when they were younger and they're not into it anymore at this age. Also, large items that are in your way. So if you have old exercise equipment or furniture, anything that's larger that is just in your way, you don't need it, and it would clear out so much space by getting rid of literally just one item. And then the last area that would be easy is just really any area that is non-sentimental to you. Sentimental items are really hard to go through, so I would save them for last when you have worked up that muscle of getting rid of your stuff. It can be really hard to get rid of things, even things that don't fit you anymore. For example, maybe there's a clothing item that you have a tag on that you purchased new and you've never actually wanted to wear it, and you're feeling some guilt about letting it go. Don't feel guilt, let it go, let it move on to somebody else who will use it and love it, and will get some use out of it, and it will clear that space for you. You spent that money long ago, so holding on to it is not doing you any service at all. It can actually be hurting you mentally because it causes guilt every time you see it. So clear it out. It's not a waste. It's actually a waste if it stays in your closet being unused. Anything that you're not using can be moved on and help another family. So choose a strategy to get started, but feel free to change up the strategy if you decide you're making a lot of progress in one area and you want to continue on with that room now. There's no rules. You can change up the strategy that keeps you motivated. Just stay in the game. I also recommend having some extra bags or boxes ready for some easy decisions of trash and anything that needs to be recycled. And it can also be helpful to have a separate tote or bin for anything that you're unsure of. If you are just not sure if you're ready to part ways with it, put it in that bin and put that bin out of sight, out of mind, and come back to it later. In a few months, If you still haven't wanted any of those items, now you know you can let those items go. But by having these bins available to you as you're going through, that way you won't stop and be hindered in your decision making. You can quickly throw your trash away, that will clear up more space, quickly put things in the recycling that you can take care of and get out of your home, and take care of the unsure items without having to stop and make a decision right then and there. It will keep you going faster. All right, the next tip is to get your entire family involved. Now, a couple ways to do this. One, if you have any kids or family members that love a friendly competition, then make it a game. See how many items you can do in a certain amount of time that you can set aside to get rid of, and see who can come up with the most items out of their own bedrooms that they want to get rid of. It can make it more fun for them. But also, I recommend setting a goal or a reward, maybe something that you're saving up for. I know we've done this in the past. We saved up for going to Great Wolf Lodge for a weekend, and that was a lot of fun. It got our kids motivated to get rid of a lot of their stuff that we ended up selling in a garage sale. It doesn't have to be where all the money goes to it, but it can be something where at the end of the decluttering, you reward your kids with something or go somewhere or do something fun as a family. And that way, the most of that money you can use for whatever you need, but feel free to put that money towards a fun reward as well if you don't need that money for other things. Another tip is to make some progress each day. Every day where it is feasible, try to set a time, a minimum amount of time, I recommend like 15 minutes, where it doesn't feel too daunting to be fitting into your daily schedule, but it's not too low of a time where you really aren't making any progress. So 15 minutes, even 10 minutes, if that's all you can squeeze in, if everybody is going around in that 10 or 15 minutes, and you make it a game, how many items can we find today to declutter? And then try each day to outdo yourself. Can we get more items tomorrow? Or just add up the total. Get everybody together to bring their items that they discovered that could be decluttered. And today, look, we did 50 items in 15 minutes, or 20 items that we no longer need, we've cleared out in that 15 minutes. And just start adding up your total number of items that you're getting rid of. You will be surprised, and it will feel so good. Set a reminder on your calendar, set reminders where your alarm will go off, and protect this time. Make sure you are doing this, set an example with your kids that we have committed to this goal and we are all in. Now, at the end of the 10 or 15 minutes, if you are fully motivated and want to keep going, keep going. There's no rules. Just try to set that as your minimum, but go as long as you feel like. Just don't feel like you have to always go long. You don't want to get overwhelmed and stop the project entirely. I also recommend having a designated space for your decluttered items to go, because next week I'm going to go over a very thorough list of all the places that you can sell your items to make some money. Some of it will be really quick cash if you need it. Others might be ways that where you can get a lot more money, but it may take a little bit longer. So for now, have a designated space to set aside the items if you feel like you want to sell them for some money. I recommend a closet or somewhere in the garage where it's not going to be front and center bothering you, taking up space in an open area, if you can manage. So have everybody collect the items in a certain place so that at the end of each of your decluttering sessions, you can haul it all to that space, and now your home feels that much more spacious. And make sure you are praising and appreciating each other and yourselves and all the progress you're making along the way. Decluttering an entire home can take a lot of time, so just celebrate, appreciate the progress you're making each and every day. Anything that you clear out is something cleared out that you is not in your space anymore, and it will feel so good. Okay, need some accountability, need some support? Join the Facebook group. Let's do this together. Again, next week, I'm going to go over ways you can make money with everything you are starting to declutter. So make sure you subscribe if you haven't yet so that you are notified when that episode drops. And come join the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/frugallivingforfamilies. Come join us and start sharing what you are decluttering. Show us pictures of how much you've decluttered, or your before and after spaces if something was a mess and now it's all organized and free of all the excess that you no longer need in that area. Show us your progress, motivate each other. Also in the group, I'll be sharing more tips to help you out throughout the next 3 weeks. We're gonna keep our motivation high, keep going, and maybe even a little friendly competition in the group. So come join us. 3-week Declutter for Money Challenge. Get in the Facebook group now, subscribe now, and I will see you next week with how you can make money with what you are decluttering this week. Blessings to your family. Take care. I'll see you in the group.